Hi guys, my name is Devroy Davis and this is Beyond the Stock Price. Alright, so today is January 1st, 2019, and that means that it also happened to be the last trading day of the year. So in this video, what I'm going to basically be doing is talking about the performance of the Jamaica Stock Exchange from January 1 to December 31st for the 2018 calendar year. The first thing to note is that the Jamaica Stock Exchange's combined index, which is a summation of all of the stocks that are listed on both the junior and the main market, actually ended the year up 30%. I'm going to be taking you through the top 10 performing stocks as well as the top 10 losing stocks. And because we had about 6 new listings on the exchange for 2018, I'm also going to be looking at how those companies performed in terms of how did they end the year compared to their IPO or their listing price. So let's get the list started. So the top performers were Barita Investments, which was up 611%. It started the year at $7.47 Jamaican and ended the year at $53.17. So a massive increase in the price of Barita there. And the primary reason for that, I think, is because of the change in ownership and kind of a change in also the business operations. They started to shift from, well, from the, they started to shift to a more fee-based income. So they're focusing more on their brokerage business as well as the other lines of business that allow them to collect more revenue and even higher profits. The second best performer was SSL Venture Capital. The second best performer was actually SSL Venture Capital, which was relatively a new company, technically. SSL Venture Capital was previously, C2W Music. SSL Venture Capital was previously C2W Music, but early in the year, it was acquired, or rather rescued, by SSL Stocks and Securities Limited. And what they ended up doing was actually change the operation of the business from a music publisher royalty company to a venture capital company. The stock, which had started the year at 51 cents Jamaican, ended the year at $1.95, and that was an increase of 282%. Following that is Derrimon Trading, which is up 218%, well, more like 219. It started the year at 70, at, sorry. Next was Derrimon, the next best performer was Derrimon Trading Limited, which recorded a gain of 218.71%. It started the year at $7.91 and ended at $25.03. Derrimon actually did a few interesting things this year. So they had acquired a stake in Caribbean Flavors and Fragrances, which is another publicly listed company, as well as they had bought a furniture manufacturer. I'll link to the articles in the description below. But Derrimon also did a 10-to-1 stock split. So it actually ended the year at $2.05. But when you correct for the 10-to-1 stock split, you realize that the stock has actually gone up to the equivalent of $25.03. And that's what accounted for the 218% rise that we saw in the stock price. Salada Foods recorded 202%. They started the year at $11.58 and ended at $35. CAC 2000 was up 160%, started at 6.5 and ended at $16.92. Another big jump. I wrote an article about most of these stocks already. I'll link it in the description, but it talks about why most of these stocks have seen such a really dramatic growth for the calendar year 2018. Palace Amusements was the next best performing stock. It came in with a gain of 158.93%. Started the year at $560 and ended at $14.50. In that very same article, which is linked below, I talk about how it is that Black Panther and the whole Marvel situation actually caused Palace Amusements to record gains for 2018, and that is what actually pushed the stock price up. Kingston Wharves performed really well and came in under Palace Amusements. It was up 137.5% for the year. Started at 32.5 and ended at $77.19. I'm actually doing another video where I look into Kingston Wharves specifically and how it is that they have changed their operations to actually make the company more profitable. Indies Pharma, which is one of the newly listed companies on the Jamaica Stock Exchange for 2018, was the next best performer and recorded 112% gain for the year. It listed at $1.50 and the last traded price on December 31st was $3.20. Express Catering, which listed in 2017, performed really well. Again, they recorded 99.75%, so basically 100%. It started the year at $4.01 and ended at $8 Jamaican. And rounding up the top 10 is Stationery and Office Supplies, a company that I really admire, and I really like how they executed their IPO and how they actually use the funds that they gathered from the IPO. They were up 73.96% for the year. It started the year at $4.80 and ended at $8.35. Stationery Office Supplies has actually gone up as high as $10 this year though. And I suspect with a lot of their operations now from the exercise book manufacturing that they had started, with that coming on stream, it should record well for 2019, and I expect that the company will grow into its current valuation. Alright, so on to the top 10 worst performers. So I'm going to do this looking at the company that has lost the most value first, coming down to the company that has lost the least, at least in the top 10. So the first one is Sterling Investments. It started the year at $0.02 US and ended, it started the year at $0.12 US and ended at $0.02. So it lost 83.6% of its value just in the calendar, just since January, coming down to December. G West was the next worst performer. They lost 69.54%, started out the year at $3.71 and ended at $1.42. Next was Siboney. Siboney lost 67.5%, started out the year at $0.37 Jamaican and ended at $0.12 Jamaican. So that's a significant loss. But Siboney hasn't really been an active company, so I guess that loss I can understand. 138 Student Living was the next worst performer. It lost 42.43% of its value. Started out the year at started out the year at $6.08 and ended on the last trading day at only $3.50. I'm not quite sure what were the issues with 138 Student Living as to why the stock performed so dismally this year, because they actually made good returns. They didn't record as huge profits, but their profits were in line with operations, as was expected when you consider the fact that there was an extraordinary gain for last year. So I guess it was just a case that 138 Student Living was overestimated to in 2017, and so the stock just corrected in 2018. JetCon was the next bad performer. They lost 38.98%, so basically 39% of its value since January 1st of 2018. It closed on December 31st at $3.04, and it had opened at $4.90 on January 2nd. Another IPO, which is Everything Fresh Limited, lost 38% of its value off of its IPO price. However, Everything Fresh had actually gone up since listing. It listed at $1. Everything Fresh listed at $2.50, which was a fairly rich valuation, and I'm guessing that the close of $1.55 is just a correction on what was an already really high-priced IPO. Amalgamated Paper Packaging was the next worst performer. They lost 37.98%, and that was because of continued losses in their in one of their business lines, which was the toilet paper manufacturing, which they actually subsequently closed due to bad performance. T-Tech Limited lost 33%, started out the year at $6.68 and ended at $4.59. Portland JSX lost 25%, and rounding out the top 10 losers is Epley Limited, which lost 23.75% for the calendar year 2018. On January 2, the closing price was $12, and on December 31st, the closing price was actually $9.15. So, despite the bad performers, the overall index itself is up 30%. The overall index was helped, I think, by the new listings, which were both on the main and the junior market, but there was also considerable price appreciation in some of the main market stocks, some of the well-known stocks like Grace Kennedy, NCB, Scotia Investments. Scotia Group, which reabsorbed Scotia Investments, did really well. So there was a really good performance in the index as a whole. There were also, so for 2018, we also had six new listings, and I mentioned two of them earlier. But what I'm going to be doing now is basically going into all the six of the new listings. Please note, these are not the IPOs for 2018, but rather the stocks that listed in 2018. So there were some stocks that had their IPO in 2017, but they actually listed in 2018. So these are the six new listings that we had on the Jamaica stock market for 2018, and basically how they performed. The first one, and I'm going in alphabetical order, so the first one was Everything Fresh Limited. As I mentioned earlier, they lost 38%. It had listed at $2.5, but it closed the year at $1.55. Elite Diagnostics was a next new listing for 2018. It listed at $2 and ended at $2.92. So it actually went up by 46% for the, well, since listing in early 2018. Indies Pharma is the next new listing, was the next new listing. Well, I think Indies Pharma was the latest new listing, right? Indies Pharma, which is actually the latest new listing for 2018, or rather was the latest new listing. It listed at $1.50, which was a very fair valuation. In my estimation, this is actually undervalued. And it ended the year at $3.18 and is actually one of our top 10 best performers. It gained 112%. Next was Mayberry Jamaica Equities, which recorded a gain of 22.49%. It listed at $7.56 per share, and on December 31st, the closing price was $9.26. So a really good gain there for Mayberry Jamaica Equities. Cygnus Credit Investments was a main market listing that was very highly anticipated, but the stock really hasn't performed. In fact, since listing, the stock is actually down 16.76%. And for me, I think Cygnus Credit Investments is a long-term play. They're basically a new type of financing company. And what they're doing is they're making financing available to small and medium-sized companies across a wide range of industries, including manufacturing, technology, retail, etc. The stock listed at 13.72 Jamaican dollars, and it ended the year at $11.42. Cygnus actually has two listings. It had two tranches of Jamaican dollar denominated listing and one US dollar listing, but there was no change in the US dollar listing. So it listed at I believe it was 11 cents US, and its price remained unchanged. Lastly is Stanley Motor Limited, which basically saw no change since listing. It listed at $5.31 and it ended the year at $5.33. Okay, so that was basically just a look back at the Jamaica stock market for the year 2018. There are links below so you can actually go on CaribbeanValueInvestor.com/news and see the price changes and the percentage changes for the year. Also, if this is your first time listening to Beyond the Stock Price, then I highly encourage you to subscribe and to also subscribe to our podcast, which is available anywhere you get podcasts. So on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, or any of the other podcast platforms that you listen to. All right, so thank you for joining us. If you have, consider subscribing to the channel if you want to keep abreast of what's going on in the Caribbean financial markets. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Beyond the Stock Price.